I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, happy Easter, Dave, and on a day that we celebrate Christ's resurrection, the Biden administration wants to make it a transgender holiday.
That's exactly correct. So what it really is it's worshiping the old ancient god of Ishtar. That was the god of war and the god of sexual pleasure. And Ishtar could be, one half of the body could be male and the other half could be female. So the god Ishtar could change her sexuality. It's an old religion come and do, but people just don't recognize it. It's totally an abomination. And here we have a president that doesn't even want to do Easter. And I just looked at a picture from 1956 in New York City. And in New York City, almost all the high buildings had a cross on them of lights. The lights on them had a cross.
Yeah.
Today, it's the gay LGBT flags.
Sure.
And no crosses whatsoever. That's how far we've come since 1956.
Yep, pure
it's
evil.
Amazing how bad.
Yep.
It is.
Pure evil.
The Democrat Party is pushing it.
Yep, and it's unfortunate that some of the Christian community is allowing this stuff to happen too.
Yep.
It's not good.
Nope.
But anyway, yeah. We got some Michigan news here.
Okay.
Growing support in the Michigan Democrat circle for teens to have an abortion without parents' consent. According to DHS, about 700 to 16 to 17-year-olds have an abortion each year. Critics say the current law is harmful and violates their rights. Now, well, if I have children, they're under my guidance, not the government's guidance.
No question. And here's the issue. The Democrat Party is really struggling because they have nothing to run on. They can't run on the economy.
No.
They can't run on the border because they screwed that up. They can't run on inflation. They can't run on anything because everybody is worse off than they were before Biden got in office and before he spent $7 trillion and before he printed $7 trillion. That's what's killing everybody. So what they're going to run on, and I've known this now for over a year, they're going to run on abortion. They're going to push this abortion issue, abortion, abortion, abortion. That's what they're going to run on. So, again, that is just like what they did in biblical times when they brought their young children before the, I think it was the god of Moloch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And they'd put them in the arms of Moloch where they'd burn the child alive as a sacrifice to their gods. We just burn them within the womb with acid or we tear them apart piece by piece. It's no different.
Or now you can take a pill.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's sad, but that's what they're going to run on. And folks, if Biden or his surrogate gets elected again, this country is lost. God cannot let us get away with what we've been doing. We can't kill 56 million unborn children without God being angry enough to take America down. And God always does it with an enemy. And boy, we have a Chinese enemy. We have a Russian enemy. We have all kinds of enemies around us. And they're trying to take us down already. And it's typical. So
yep.
It's really disgusting. If you know history, it's just repeating itself.
Yep. Whitmer wants to pay homeowners in Michigan $500 a month to house illegals. Yeah.
Yep.
How's that going to work? When, remember, just this past couple weeks, GR woman was killed by an illegal that had been deported back in 2020 but came back without inspection by immigration. And it's in our backyard.
What they're really going to do is they're going to have people that don't have much money. They're going to take them in for $500 a month, and we won't know where they go and what they do very shortly. So they'll just kind of filtrate into the society and be ready for the call to arms, because that's what they're going to do. I mean, we have ISIS, we have Antifa, we have Hezbollah, we have all those groups now in massive amounts in the United States just waiting for the time to cause mass confusion and mass war and mass chaos and mass fear in the United States. And it's going to happen.
Right.
So I'm going to blame, the blame sets right there at Biden's feet for letting these people cross the border.
Absolutely.
And we don't catch but half of the people that come across that border, if that. Most of them get across via tunnel or whatever the case. And most of our terrorists that we do catch, believe it or not, come across the northern border, which really means we don't catch nearly as many terrorists because they make it across the border in the south. So I really believe that Biden is in bed with the drug cartels and with these people that are human trafficking. I think he's getting a kickback, because that's the only reason I can think of he would allow this, because they're running that border. We're not running it. There's no control. We have no control of that border whatsoever.
Yep.
So,
well, if ISIS can hit in Russia, it definitely can hit in America.
Exactly.
A total of $1.4 billion in grants, a.k.a. pork projects, were spent in total for 2023. And Dave, can you define what pork means for the listeners?
They failed to define, or they did define?
No, I'm asking you if you want to define what pork means for the viewers.
Pork, it's simple. Pork is unnecessary spending that you don't need to spend. Pork is basically a politician taking your tax dollars and giving it to somebody else. You earned it. They're going to give it to somebody else for one reason only, because they will get a vote and they will stay in office and they'll get to keep their job. Because for most, it's the best job they ever had, the best benefits they ever had. And they just love that honorable name in front of them. So they sell their soul to keep that job. Sadly, most do. When I was in, there was only five people I knew of 115 that could not be bought. It's probably the similar right now. I mean, you got Caro as a good guy.
Yep.
You got several of those people that are good, but a lot of those are bought, and they just love it. And that's the sad thing about it. That's why we need a part-time legislature. You serve your, make it a longer term if you want to, but serve a term, two terms, and get your butt out and have different people in, and you wouldn't have this trouble. Right now, Michigan, our government is the least transparent of any legislature in the United States and is labeled as the most corrupt.
Yep. Would there be any reason that you would justify bringing pork back to your district?
I voted against pork coming into my district because it was pork. It was unnecessary. Here's what they'll do. They'll have a budget, and in the budget, in your district, they will give you X, Y, and Z to fix your roads, to build this auditorium, whatever the case might be. Again, somebody else's money. And then they'll stick that in there in hopes that you will bite onto their budget that's got all kinds of other pork elsewhere for them. So you'll vote for it. And most do not have the backbone to say, no, I can't do that because this budget is full of other garbage that should not be paid for. So remember, folks, and I've said it as long as I've been in office and when I was in the RNC, government only has one propensity, and that's to increase in size and expenditure.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it ever does. When's the last time you heard of a budget getting smaller in the government?
Never.
Look at Michigan. When I first got in, it was $39 billion. What is it now? $77 billion budget? And she's got three or four times as much money to fix the quote-unquote damn roads, and
right,
they're still not fixed. It's because she filters it off and puts it elsewhere. So you can't trust them politicians, and I used to be one, but I can at least say I was the most conservative there. I won that award. And just because I voted no on most things, because they were worthless and not required. The only thing required by the state constitution is a budget. And you got 75% of the people that don't even work on the budget. They just do what they're told by the 25%.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they think up? New roads, bridges, just taxes, fines, fees, all kinds of garbage. Just making business more expensive and all your goods and services more expensive.
It seems like a new accolade now between reps and senators in the state is how much pork can you bring home?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's... that's what it's all about now.
Yeah, that's all I ever hear is, oh, I brought this back, blah, blah, blah. We did this. Yep. Garbage. Palisades nuclear plant in Covert, Michigan to get a $1.5 billion loan from the feds. It would bring back about 600 jobs. What do you feel about that?
Never, ever. When the government says we're going to give X amount of dollars because they're going to create these jobs, never, I'm repeating myself, never have I seen them ever create the jobs they promised. It's always overinflated. Sometimes it doesn't even exist. For example, your battery factory in Holland. The North Koreans came over there. They were supposed to create, what, 300 new jobs? This is going to be really good paying jobs. They came to collect their check. They flew back. They never created, what, 20 jobs, and then that went bankrupt anyway. It didn't even exist. So government's got no business in trying to stimulate jobs. What government should do is make it easy for entrepreneurs to open businesses. So the private enterprise does it. They always do it more efficiently than government because government doesn't have to show a profit. So consequently, government just is wasteful in their spending.
But you need to have somebody in the private sector be willing to take on a project, because both you and I advocate for nuclear power and we need it.
Right.
So where does that land with the feds coming in and kind of bailing this out so we can actually have nuclear power?
Well, you've got a lot of, well, let's back up the bus here just a second on your electric grid. Your legislators have given Consumers Energy and that company about 80 to 85% of the market. They have a monopoly.
Sure.
It's almost impossible for another company to come in the state of Michigan and try to compete.
Oh, yeah.
They only got 10 or 15% of the market that they can get into.
Yep.
When I was there, I had LS Energy come into my office. They said, Dave, if you give us a bigger portion of the market, at our expense, we'll build the clean coal factory, we'll build a gas factory, we'll build the nuclear power plant, whatever. We just got to be able to compete. That's not what we have in Michigan. You've got these legislators have given a monopoly to them for a reason. And the reason is they donate to their elections. So consequently, yep, they keep their monopoly. And that's why your electric rates are high. Guaranteed, if you had more competition with your electric rates and even your natural gas rates, they would be cheaper.
Right.
Because competition always drives down prices. It doesn't raise prices.
Well, I spoke last time, Consumers was raising prices, and then now this past week, DTE now wants to increase and have a 3.1% in utility costs for each customer. So it's not going to stop there.
No.
The CCP Goshen plant is suing Big Rapids Township. There is a dispute because the new board ended the agreement not to allow the project to proceed. So that is amazing. We'll see what happens with that.
Well, people, now wake up on this one too. What about that Goshen plant? What about that plant up there by Big Rapids where they were going to build this plant? What they didn't tell you about that plant is half of those employees were going to be Chinese, and they had to swear their allegiance to the Communist Party. Folks, I don't want that garbage in the state of Michigan. I don't want them in the United States. They are making things that we need and we will depend on China for. That is bad. We need to be independent of China and the things that they make. That is good because that way they cannot manipulate us, our presidents, and our economy. But what's going on now is crazy. And when Whitmer wants to give them millions of my tax dollars and your tax dollars that Whitmer didn't earn, but she just takes them and decides who she's going to hand it out to, she's creating an artificial economy. And they're not going to create the jobs that they say they do. They never, ever do.
Nope.
I'm just telling you for a fact. I know. I was there. I saw it.
Yep. Michigan Redistricting Commission gives itself an extra $16,000 each, raising their yearly salary to $56,000. And that's been in the news because they have to redraw the district in Detroit since it was deemed unconstitutional in this past December. So they can't do their job and do it right, but they're going to increase their wage and give themselves a raise.
Of course. That's the typical way that
unreal
employees does.
Yeah.
You know, the government used to actually pay less than the civilian world. And now it's just the other way around. The government is the biggest employer of citizens in the United States is government today.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the individual, you know, the entrepreneurs and the factories and so forth. It's government. So what does government do? They'll pay those wages higher to their government employees. And who will the government employees vote for? They will vote for whoever gives them more money. Who gives them more money? Invariably, it's the Democrats. Teachers more money all the time. So the teachers vote 90-95% for the Democrats because they get more money, more money, more money.
Michigan's labor force participation is 62.3%, as the state's unemployment is now at 4%. I'm not sure if I believe those numbers, but that's what's being reported.
Yeah, well, I don't believe those numbers. A good judge of an economy, a true state of the U.S. economy can be judged by how many adult children are living with their parents. Think of this stat.
Oh, wow.
47% of U.S. parents are providing support for their adult kids to the average tune of $1,384 per month.
Really?
Those parents, that's not normal. So this is not a good economy. That's not normal. And these parents who are contributing to their kids are only contributing $609 per month on average towards their retirements.
Mm.
Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be dependent on Social Security and government handouts because they're handing it out to their kids. And of course, the kids all think they need to have a free education because Biden's going to give them a free education.
Sure.
That's a whole nother bailiwick that I just think is so evil and so wrong. There's so many people like myself had to pay for my own. Do I get a kickback for paying for my own? Just because these kids get an education and some kind of degree that's useless and can't even pay a $50,000 loan back for their lifetime means that they're just getting degrees in DEI instead of something that's actually useful.
Yep.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is a garbage, just another name for quotas.
Yep. Well, Ann Arbor has a $25 million budget crisis in its school system. It's funny that the COVID money is running out of these districts and they now can't pay the bills. It's just obvious this shows having a bloated budget doesn't work when the money faucet runs out. They take the money and spend it. Yeah.
That means now they got an expense they got to keep spending. Well, they don't have the money next time, so they don't have enough money. So what it is bad, bad management. And which cities are doing that? Democrat cities.
Yep.
Democrat states. Because they're not economists. They do not know how to run a budget. There lies the problem. We have idiots in Congress, and we have idiots as state reps and senators in this state and other states who have no clue. All they know is, I love my job. I love my job. I want to keep my job.
Yep.
Some of them can't even speak good English. I know. I talk to them.
Well, earlier you were talking about the corporate subsidies. Last year, corporate subsidies in Michigan cost the taxpayers $335 million for Michigan. 83 companies promised to create 11,408 jobs. 40% of the jobs created pay less than average.
And how many do they really create? Guaranteed they never created that amount of jobs. As long as I've seen it, never, ever did they do that, ever. So I know it's a lie. As soon as they start saying, this is a good investment. See, anytime a politician talks about an investment, it really means I'm taking your money and I'm going to do something else with it. An investment means something that I can make money on.
Right.
An investment to a politician means how can I get elected and spend your money? It's not getting so bad.
Well, this plays right into what you're saying. So the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve, which is SOAR, is making changes. So what it's going to do, it's going to require half of all the incentives to go to community investments, which means local housing, childcare, education, or transit, according to Democrat Senator McCarroll. So it's, bringing stuff home, trying to create jobs.
Yeah, well, it's the same story.
Picking winners and losers.
Well, you know, you can say it. I just said it for 10, 12, 15 years, that's all government does is pick a winner and a loser. Now imagine this. When they were giving tax breaks to certain businesses to open up, the business right across the street was not getting a tax break. So the business that the government helped open up didn't have to pay taxes, so they could sell a good or product cheaper than the one right across the street. So what happens to the one across the street? They either go bankrupt or they have to lose all their profit because of government. Government
right.
is the source of problems in our economy. The purpose of government is to be there just enough so you can do as much or as little as you want to and then reap the rewards or lack thereof. Mm-hmm. There lies the problem. Everybody thinks I got to have the same thing Joel's got. And that's not scriptural, by the way. Even the Bible talks about the sluggard, look at the ant, how he works. And it also says that a man that will not work, not eat. We got a lot of people that aren't working that are still eating. And we got a lot of people in this country that are fat and they're on welfare. And that's not good.
Nope. Well, Dave, that's all the stuff I got. Go ahead.
Well, a group of Republican voters, wealthy ones, who don't like Trump, who are against Trump, are going to spend $50 million to run ads against Trump in Michigan, Georgia, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. So stand by for the rhinos to come out of the woodwork. Find out who they are, and if you can, tell them what you think. And if whoever they're trying to run, don't vote for them. A Michigan imam in East Michigan mosque said in a sermon, they will totally eradicate the Jews. What would happen if I said or you said anything like, well, we're going to totally destroy the Muslims? What would that be like in the state of Michigan? What would happen? It would be front page news. It would be, oh, how terrible we are. But an imam can say that about the Jews. And by the way, the war on Hamas right now is on its 177th day. And it's kind of come to a standstill. Why has it come to a standstill? Because of President Biden's pressure to try to get Netanyahu to stop his aggression during the time of Ramadan. Well, let me explain what Ramadan is. Ramadan is a time that these Muslims say they fast. They fast from sunup to sundown, and then they eat like crazy. So it's not really a fast. But that's the time that they say Muhammad in a dream had a visitation by Allah. So they're all looking for this visitation by Allah during Ramadan. If they get a visitation, they know they go to heaven when they die. If they don't get a visitation, which of course they don't, the only sure way to go to heaven is to kill an infidel or a Jew or a Christian like me or you. That way they can go to heaven. That's why during Ramadan and right after you have most of the Islamic terrorism going on. So here we have Biden telling Netanyahu, slow down. We don't want you attacking during Ramadan. And I'm saying, screw Biden, Netanyahu. Now you go in there and attack and destroy Hamas completely so they can never rise again. Because now even with America and Biden is trying to tell Netanyahu we need a two-state solution, no. That's like us putting Antifa, a state, like say California would be Antifa state right alongside our border. You think you're going to have trouble? You're always going to have trouble. It has to be completely eliminated. And it's because of Biden stopping this. Because why? We control a lot of the money and a lot of the weapons they get. Although they are starting to buy weapons from France now. So it's screwed up. Biden, Democrats are just bad in every respect. Okay. Dar Leaf, he's the sheriff in Berry County. Good friend of mine. I love this guy. He's going to court. He's going to... concerning the last election, and he's suing the Secretary of State. We had like 53 counties that had more votes than they had on their QVF, Qualified Voter Registration. So obviously more votes were cast than people that were allowed to vote. That's the issue. So it was a coup. It was an election coup. Biden probably lost Michigan, I have no doubt, and Trump won. But the way it showed that Biden won because they cheated. Biden is trying to dictate to Israel, but he's also trying to dictate to Hamas because he wants to build that port over there in the Gaza. And Hamas is saying people are starving, we don't have any water. It's a blatant lie. There's plenty of food in Gaza and water. But what happens is Hamas takes it and divvies it out who they want to, and they create shortages so they can tell the United Nations, oh, we need help, we need help. Meanwhile, Biden wants to build them a port over there so we can bring more of our goods and stuff over to this group that actually wants, when they're done killing Israel, they want to kill us. crazy, just crazy stuff. He's got to be getting a kickback. Anyway, Heckler, Gold Star parent, when Biden was making a State of the Union address here a couple weeks ago, he stood up and was screaming at Biden because he was such a full of baloney. And they escorted him out and they jailed him. He got so much negative press from that, they had to let him go because everybody was saying, what he said is true, you dumbass.
Right.
You know? So they let him go. But the fact that they arrested him was bad enough. Well, of course, Biden wants Israel to release 700 terrorists. I think we talked about that for 4 Israeli citizens. That would be a really good deal, wouldn't it? 700 new terrorists running around Gaza and coming in the United States for 4 Israelis. But that's the kind of stupid stuff Biden wants. And that Milley, that General Milley, he's nothing more but a woke general who has no business being there. I'll guarantee you when Trump gets – if Trump wins the election, first thing he's going to do is get rid of that Milley. He's worthless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think we talked about this before. No gas cars in 8 states by 2035. That's, of course, a Democrat states. They're trying to tell you what you can and cannot buy. That is a communist ploy. Communism always tells you what you can and can't buy. So what are the states? Rhode Island, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Washington, and District of Columbia. So don't go there on vacation, folks. You got to have your electric car by 2035. And by the way, there's not a grid to support that. And they can't. They don't work too well in the cold, as we know. They don't work too well when it's really hot. They start on fire. And now you got some of our, like Ford and some of the other ones, are discontinuing their manufacture of electric cars because they're not selling. Who wants them? They can't even rent them at the car rental stores. Nobody wants an electric car. It takes too long to get fueled up. Putin places the blame of 139 people's deaths right on the radical Islamists at that concert they had at the Crocus City Hall in Russia. High-ranking Russian officials are calling for a reinstatement of the death penalty for the people that they caught that killed a whole bunch of the 139 people. So when I was hunting in Russia, bear hunting in Russia years ago, that was the week before that where the Chechenian Muslims had killed 200 or 300 kids and teachers in a school. They were literally drinking their own urine and everything else. They wouldn't let them eat, wouldn't let them drink, wouldn't let them go to the bathroom. It was terrible. And they ended up murdering those kids and the teachers. And what Putin did is he shut down the news media. You never heard about it here. He went to Chechnya and he beat the heck out of them, killed a whole bunch of them. And he said to them, you do this again, I'm going to do this again. Guess what happened? It stopped. Isn't that amazing? When you go after your enemy and you really hammer your enemy, it stops. We are portrayed right now in the world stage as being weak under Biden, so everything is happening under Biden. We need a strong leader. We don't have it. Okay, that staggering Trump of $454 million set by Letitia James, she's eating a little humble pie because a New York appeals court said that's ridiculous. It's way too high. They lowered it to $175 million. What was his sin? The sin was they said that he overestimated the value of his property. He got loans on it. He paid all his loans back. So I find that interesting. So here's Trump. Pays all his loans back, just like he said he would. But we got students that don't want to pay their loans yet. They don't have to pay fines. They don't have to go to jail. It's a screwed up country we're living in right now. The Third District Court in Pennsylvania rules that ballots without dates or unqualified dates, in other words, wrong dates, will not be counted. So that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
They had 9,000 mail-in ballots suddenly found in Illinois elections. They just suddenly found them hanging around, extra ballots. Isn't that interesting? Town Hall has made a list of – that's a news organization – a list of lies Biden has put out that the media calls gaffes. If you get a chance, look up Town Hall and look at – the guy's stupid. I mean, he's stupid or he's a liar. He's a puppet of Obama, but he's got to have cards to talk to somebody. If he gets off topic, he just gets lost. He's not going to be the one. You watch. With this next Democrat convention runs, it's not going to be Obama running. It will be somebody else. I think they're going to grab that idiot out there in California, their governor or somebody like that. Whitmer's on that list too, but I think she's worthless. I don't think she can make that. Rhino Ronna Romney gets hired by liberal NBC. I'm sure you saw that.
What a joke.
And the joke there was she's a rhino. That's why they wanted her. But they took so much flack from their liberal people because they have a litmus test. You know, to be an anchor or somebody talks on that station, you got to be a liberal. So you can't have a litmus test in the conservative stations, but you got to have one on the liberal stations. So she's there. She signs a contract, and now they're going to let her go. So what I've heard is she's going to get $600,000 for doing exactly what she did when she was at the RNC. Nothing. So she's getting $600,000 for severance pay for doing nothing. Same thing at the RNC. Gotta love it. And if IRS is saying they're going to have 20,000 new agents are going to be deployed to help you pay your government taxes. What's the real reason? They got to help out old Uncle Joe pay for all the stuff that he spent. So they're going to kind of squeeze more money out of it.
Yep.
And that 25-year-old illegal that was deported, what was he deported? 20 times? They killed that lady in Kent County, something like that, and he returned every time. So there's a good example of why illegal immigration is an issue they're going to lose their butts on in the next election. Also, when I stood in front of the legislature and I said that illegals are bringing in diseases, the Democrats mocked me. And they said, they're not bringing in diseases. Well, guess what? They're bringing in measles, TB, leprosy, and a host of other diseases we thought we had gotten rid of. And it's outbreaks occurring in many different places. So I'm just telling you, I was right. They were wrong. Netanyahu also canceled his meeting with Biden after the UN ambassador failed to veto that vote for the UN to say to stop to do a ceasefire. They were ordering Israel to do a ceasefire. So he was supposed to meet with Biden, and Netanyahu just stopped, said, I'm not going over there talking to him after he did that. They're stabbing Israel in the back every chance they get. They're not 100% supporting them. So today, let's see what else I got here. Kent County commissioners are taking flack from John Rocha for being a sanctuary county after the murder of that Rubio Garcia in Kent County by the illegal I just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Remember one thing, folks. Every time you hear the term social justice, it's a fancy name that was changed from it's a communist name and a communist ploy. It's simply a communist idea, and it's nothing more than quota. It's just a quota system, which our Supreme Court said it's illegal, but social justice sounds better. So they're going to try to use social justice to get quotas. Okay, Biden wants to try to replace Sotomayor, how do you say that, the Supreme Court justice, she's 69. Biden wants to appoint another liberal socialist Democrat. However, the House will get a chance to stop that, or the Senate will, rather. And they will not fill that slot, even if she did retire prior to the next election. So that's good. And the Biden campaign is now reaching out to Nikki Haley voters. What does that tell you about Nikki Haley, folks? I've said it all along. She was definitely not on my want list because I knew about her before. And they want her votes because they know she was a rhino as well. Okay, Democrats will be talked about that. Just remember, folks, under Trump, when he was your president, you had no war, no woke CRT, no inflation, no illegal immigration. Our border was secure, had high employment, little unemployment. We were energy independent. We had a strong military without pronouns. We operated under the concept of peace through strength. There were no American hostages. Now we have American hostages in the Gaza. Now, if we really had a good president, he would go over there and help Israel pound the heck out of Hamas and say we want every one of those hostages back. And they still have 144 hostages. And a lot of those hostages are being raped and killed and tortured. So I see Blinken sitting on television talking to the Israelis, and I'm thinking, oh, God, what a terrible general to have over there. As our representative, he's worthless. He's a woke general. That's why he was put in that position. That's basically all I got for this week. But folks, you probably didn't know, but some of the time when I was talking to you, I was not home. I was in the Bahamas. That's why the sound might have sounded a little different. And I sold that house, so now I'm going to be stuck here in the cold, hating Michigan again.
That's so, all right.
But anyway, it was a dream I always had, and I had an opportunity to buy a lot. I bought a lot. I built a house in 2017, but it's so much work for us to travel back and forth. We just decided, you know, we got to get rid of it sooner or later, and we decided to do it now and maybe just travel other places other than just Bahamas all the time.
So, yeah, there you go.
Anyway, I'm just hoping and praying that that no Democrat wins the presidency. I am hoping that many Democrats are voted out of office. And I do not see how a Christian can call themselves a Christian and vote Democrat. When you look at what they stand for, whether it's abortion, the security at the border, all the things they're doing is to destroy America and destroy the work ethic, destroy our religion, destroy our patriotism, and just basically destroyed everything that made America great. They are the Communist Party of the United States of America. And don't be afraid to tell teachers that, because they are. The communists that used to run say, we no longer have to run as the Communist Party because the Democrat Party has accepted our platform. Think about that. How did that happen?
Yep.
Just disgust me, folks. Just disgust me.
All right, Dave, as always, appreciate it. And hopefully this weather warms up a little bit so we can enjoy some warm weather here. But we will see you again next time.
Have a good one. Good day.
Bye. You are listening to the Patriots' Voice of Michigan. God bless.